Yeah. There's a, and that's the problem that we have right now. You know, people don't understand the environmental impact and the health impact of what's going on. You know, I've had these arguments with people, and you know, I've had, you know, I remember someone who you know, is fairly active in the community arguing with me about this. You know, and there was this very dismissive. So, do you really think, you know, this pollution gave your son asthma? And you know, I kind of had to go, you are aware that, you know, asthma isn't something that you're just that you just get. There are triggering things that contribute to this. It's almost like diabetes. You know, you can be predisposed to it. But if you eat right and you exercise and everything, you might never have a difference. You know, it's these things that, you know, that impact you. So a lot of people, you know, I don't think they really understood what the long-term effects would be, because the whole thing was, so there was already some things in place, right? Yeah. And this is what made it kind of difficult to make people understand. There were already setbacks in place, right? And the setbacks were 1,000 feet, you know, for wells, which meant that you couldn't come, a driller couldn't come into town and put in a new well within 1,000 feet of anything, right? So that was already off the table. And if you lived in, you know, a fairly dense neighborhood and everything, you knew that that wasn't going to happen. The other thing was, you know, reverse setbacks. The reverse setbacks were 250 feet. Well, as long as you didn't, you know, if you already owned your home and you weren't already near a well, then it didn't make a difference, right? But, you know, what these things didn't account for was, say, out on Bonnie Bray, where there was a pad site right next to, you know, a park. You know, that was just open land. Nobody lived there. You know, somebody could put on, you know, could, you know, let somebody put in a well there, and they didn't understand how much that contaminated this park where kids took their, and people took their kids to play. You know, so, you know, I think that was a thing. People didn't understand what the real impact was going to be, because they figured, well, there's already not going to be somebody coming into my town, and we already have these rules, and this is just a bunch of tree-hugging, you know, hippies wanting to, you know, have a party and claim they're doing something. And that's one of the things that you always have to overcome when you're talking about, you know, the environment, mm-hmm. particularly in Texas, because we all know that, you know, Texas economy was built on oil.